My name is Vera Gramling. I am talking with Mrs. Molly Bell Sesso here in Scottsville, Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is April 27th, 1984. Mrs. Sesso, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Oh, I don't mind at all.
All right. And just to make my records correct, will you spell your full name for me?
M-O-L-L-I-E, the initial B, and Sesso is the last name, S-E-S-S-O.
And what does the B stand for?
Bell, Molly Bell.
All right, you want to spell that too?
B-E-L-L-E.
Okay, and you're a widow?
Yes.
Okay, but will you spell your husband's full name?
V-I-N-C-E-M-T, Vincent. And he had an initial P, Sesso, S-E-S-S-O, and we lived in Washington, D.C., and he was that time.
I see. Okay. And tell me a little bit about your occupation.
Well, I'm a nurse for 40 or 50 years. About 50.
Well.
I see, 19 years at the hospital when it first opened.
That's Allen County Hospital.
Allen County Royal Heart Hospital. And then I worked for 13 years at Graves Infirmary, Dr. Laddie Graves and Dr. G.Y. Graves, his son.
And where was
that? I was circuit for that here in Scottsville. It was for Halcombe and Oliver's Clinic now.
Mm-hmm.
That was an infirmary, all that, so they bought it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, upstairs. He had an operating room, a delivery room, several patients room.
You worked at the Graves
Infirmary,
mm-hmm.
And then I went to, then after coming back here, I went to Washington State 7 years,
mm-hmm.
And when I, and then I came back here and started working at the hospital.
You were in Washington, did your husband work there? Or?
Yes, he worked at the Census Bureau in Sutherland, Maryland. And we lived in Silver Springs, Maryland.
Well, we moved to Kentucky from Maryland.
Did you?
And my husband worked at the Aberdeen Proving Ground for 20 years.
Oh.
And so we have more in common we can talk about later.
My husband was in service and I met him here.
Well, his family were from Italy, you say?
Yes. They came over when they was young children. Their parents moved to Washington, D.C. They had to live in place.
What did his father do?
He was a merchant. He had a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. And what was his father's name?
John.
John
Sesso.
No middle name.
And his mother's name, Lena, and she was a Capella.
Before she married.
Yes.
And did they marry in Italy and come over?
No. They was children when they came across. They didn't come the same time. My father-in-law was 19 and my mother-in-law was 13 when they came across. Their parents came first and settled before the children came.
Mm.
But my husband and his brother and sister both, all of us, were born in Washington, D.C.
Where were your parents from?
Allen County, yes, Scottsville, Kentucky.
And what were their names?
My father was named Oscar Simmons.
No,
my mother was named Rebecca Simmons.
And what was her maiden name?
Judd. And she was from Cookeville, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Putnam County.
And they married and lived here in Allen
yes.
County? And what was your father's occupation?
He was a farmer.
So you grew up on a farm?
No.
No?
We always lived in town. But we had a farm.
Oh.
I lived in the farm about 3 years, and then we all came back to go to school here.
In town. And you graduated from high school here
in town?
And then
1928.
Where did you get your nurse's training?
That's just from here. And then they took the state rollers.
Well, then you did on the job training.
Yes, I did it.
Was that at the Graves Clinic, Dr. Graves?
Yes. They have them all. So, then I went to, I didn't work. I did work. I worked at Woodring Locals in Marshall, D.C. For 5 years, and I worked in an infant department. And then when I got pregnant, I didn't work anymore for about 3 years. I moved in.
How many children do you have?
Just one daughter.
One daughter.
And she lives in Shepherdville, Kentucky.
And she's married and has a child.
She's married and has a child, and her husband works for a crime lab at the Franklin. Mm-hmm. And she teaches the fourth grade in Shepherdville, Kentucky, and they have their home there.
You were telling me that how you lost your husband before your daughter was born?
Yes.
An illness?
He died with a heart attack. And he died in April, and she was born in August.
And what year did what year was
1950.
He? 1950. 1950. And what year was he born? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
He was 6 years older than me, and I was born in 1908. Does that tell you anything?
Well, I was going to get on here. What is your birth date?
September the 3rd.
1908? 1908. Okay, September 3rd. And so your mother came from Tennessee, your father was in Allen County. And they had a farm here.
Mm-hmm.
Had they gone through high school?
No. They didn't have just grade education.
Just straight school?
I really don't know.
Okay. What is your religious preference?
Methodist,
okay.
My husband is Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, you were born in 1908, and I'm not very good at math, so... how old are you?
I am 75.
Never believe it. Now tell me, when did you learn to quilt?
Oh, not over 10 years ago. Because, I've been retired about 12 years.
Well, you didn't learn to quilt as a child?
No, a piece quilt.
Your piece quilt.
And balls and things like that. But I didn't piece quilts. Oh, it's been when I worked Gray's Infirmary. And then I started pieces and quilts.
After you were grown?
The wedding ring, when I was grown. Wedding ring was the first one, and then a little star quilt, and then this, the pineapple quilt.
And who taught you your piecing and your quilting?
Different ones. My mother's always piece quilts. We've always...
just part of your heritage.
Yes. And I'm taking every quilt book and magazine and...
we'll get to those.
Patterns.
Oh. And so you were taught to quilt by a variety of people that you couldn't even name.
Couldn't even name. Oh. But I have a good quilter that quilts my quilts the same guy I make them.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Over Franklin.
What is her name?
Miss Curtis Gaines.
Curtis Gaines.
She's good.
I'm going to interview a lady who quilts over there next week, and I wondered if it was the
same
person.
What if it's Miss Thelma Gaines?
No, it isn't, but you know, maybe through you I'll be able to talk with her. Mm-hmm. You can pass me on to her. So what the quilts made when you were learning to quilt now? What was the first one that you made that you can remember?
I guess the wedding ring.
The wedding ring. And what else?
The pineapple.
The pineapple.
And a star quilt. And the flower garden.
Uh-huh.
That was my first.
Your very first quilt was flower garden. Well, and what patterns do you particularly like?
Oh, I like them. just a new pattern I like to do.
You don't keep repeating the same pattern?
No, I don't have any of the same.
And
well, my fire garden got old, and my wedding ring, I'm going to repeat the wedding ring pretty soon. And I have my fire garden already.
Let's see, then there were, actually you didn't quilt as a child, you made patchwork.
We didn't quilt.
So
my mother did, and tack,
and all that, but you didn't. So, but your mother was the only other person in your family that quilted then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as a young adult, you learned to piece quilts.
Yes, young adult, because I didn't have time. I was in school and working. But then, I've done more the last years, last 10 years, I think, more the last few years.
Well, isn't that interesting? Well, I fall in that same category. I became serious about quilting and making quilts after I moved here to Kentucky. And I had made maybe one or two before then, but since 1978, I've been doing my quilting.
I had rather use a quilt on the bed. I don't use them for cover. Now, I just want a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a child, we had to be weighted down with quilts to keep warm.
Right.
And we slept between blankets, thin blankets. And then we had all these quilts, or maybe a wool blanket. You know, we used to have a lot of wool blankets.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother make quilts for you when you got married, or did you you didn't have any dowry quilts?
Well, now I had some quilts when I married. I had the flower garden and the wedding ring and the pineapple. I had
quite a few.
But we always used blankets for covers. And you see, so many of mine now, I had twin beds. I had to bring this down from stairs on account of my little granddaughter had to have a place to sleep. After we took a baby bed upstairs. See, I've got a lot of stuff to finish upstairs.
Oh, nice. Lots of room.
I have a lot of room.
So, then you don't quilt a whole lot yourself. You just
no,
love to piece
them. I've, I guess I've quilted, three cross stitch quilts. And then I quilted one lap quilt. I made it and quilted the same thing.
And did you use a hook for that one? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but when you have you used anything else than a hook when you quilted?
No, I don't know anything about horses and frames.
Frames. You use hooks, okay. And you get your quilt designs from magazines and.
Oh yes, I take stitches, so that's one of my favorites. And then I took the Wills quilt and and what was that?
Well, we can look at them.
And I have all kinds of books from Alabama, all the Southern books that you get out of Southern Living, you know.
Oh, you sent books.
See, I've sent books. I've got a lot of tiny looking books.
Where
and every one I see, I think I want to make the quilt, but I don't. We don't need them. My daughter has made several cross-stitch quilts. But I've always had to have them quilted because I just don't have the time. I didn't have the time to work. But when you had a child, you'd stay in of a night, and you didn't go out a lot. And I quilted, and my mother was ill for a year.
So your quilting was done in the evening, then?
Yes, my piecing and all. I just love to piece and quilt.
And you work mostly then in the evening?
Oh, yes.
With TV on, or?
Oh, I'd like to have noise in the house.
Either radio or TV. Then, what in your opinion makes a good quilt?
The quilting.
The quilting, that's the clue.
And your material, always use a best of material.
You like cottons?
Yes. That quilt, pineapple, was made out of, they used to call it the Peter Pan, was the cotton material. you buy that?
I bought that.
And here in Kentucky?
Yes, it was a Paul and Morton store. They used to have all my materials for that. So last year I have gone down to Hendersonville, and it's a place down there, Stitching Inn. And right at down the lake. And she has every kind of materials that you can think of. For log cabins, anything. She has them all already shaded, and it's no trouble to buy the material.
Then you can just sort of go and pick a quilt.
Yes, and they do have the log cabin already cut, and the materials recent pre-sewn.
And did they do
nice.
That in the shop, or did she order
yes,
that?
Yes, they do, and they all have shaded green, shaded brown, and just any of the colors, brown. I have made a log cabin quilt, and I left quilt to do it.
And did you do this, the quilting around each piece, or in
each
the ditch?
Each piece. Now, some takes the block of your lining and your pad, and then they stitch, they sew on the machine each piece on this block. And then when you get through, you have a machine quilt in there. And you don't have to do anything but sew strips together.
That can be a lot of work, too.
That could be a lot of work, but I'd rather do the other.
You'd rather sit and do it
but
by
I'm
hand.
Going to get the one that's recut. And that's the best, because it's a job to measure and cut.
There's some new equipment that you can buy now for cutting that makes strip piecing a lot easier. So how much time would you spend quilting or piecing at a time when you work on it?
Oh, no certain time. I'm a person, I've always worked, and I'm not still unless I'm doing something. If I'm watching television, I've got to do something, cross-stitch and make pillows. I've made more pillows and give them away, and my daughter takes them places I make them. But I can sew, it's just like that in that chair, I can say. I can quilt as good as anybody. But
you
now the quilting, see, I did all that.
That's all right. And this is an eight-pointed star.
Oh, yes.
And then these are all crossed.
And this is all quilted. See, I quilt that.
Oh, pineapple. On muslin with ecru lace. How pretty. Did you make your own ruffle?
Yes.
That is so nicely done. And here's a log cabin.
And I quilted that in.
What is that? I can't recall.
I don't know the name of this.
I have that in one of my magazines.
I have it in several magazines. But this came, the print, like that. And I quilted it all around.
Oh, I see. Then these are the pre-printed squares. Mm-hmm. And then you pad them and quilt them. Well, that is very nicely done. Oh, and your little square one over here is very pretty, too.
This is
one in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
and
have
that's a
large
pillow. Uh-huh. And I have different size hooves. If there's anything that you to use in all this, I've got.
You've got a fair share.
You
do make very tiny stitches.
I could quilt, but my house is small and I don't have a place. But I won't let just anybody quilt my quilts after making them.
No.
Because I get the best of material, and I have a lot of work in it. And I'm not going to have quilting that's not right. You can see it, all these quiltings now. The lady that quilts from it over at Franklin. See?
Oh, how tiny. Oh, yes. Let's see. Here's
now, this is my quilting. You know this? And look at right here. You make a wondrous meal. At the hospital. She married she's in a nursing home. She was in cancer care for a long time for that reason. She wasn't smeared.
No, I don't think I know.
my dear lady.
Is she a beller?
That died, I know that name. Okay.
Well, she quilted this quilt for me.
There are 12 stitches to the inch.
Listen, she wasn't even a nurse then. She was a nurse a long time. And she did that, and I think I paid her $6 to have this, of course this is a queen size quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't charge much then.
No. But then $6 went a lot further then.
Oh, goodness.
Then you've never gone to quilting bees or any parties or anything like that?
No.
I never had time.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? Somebody wants a Kentucky quilt.
Well, here I haven't because we all have the quilt.
Right. But when you were living in Maryland or living away, did you ever hear the
name? Now, when I was in Maryland, I had these quilts, but I sure didn't have time to quilt. I wasn't interested in quilts anymore.
Then you haven't really taught anybody to quilt, have you?
No.
Okay.
I haven't taught anybody. I don't know the patterns and see, but to really. Now, we have given lessons at Homemakers, Miss McGuck and I, about quilting and putting them in the hoops and things like that. I know how it should be done, but I just don't do it. I wrote a piece and. See, I don't need these quilts. I'm keeping busy, and then I have a daughter and I have a granddaughter.
And this is an important part of the heritage you want to preserve.
That it is.
You sign your quilts?
No.
Shame on you.
I know. It isn't.
Well, it isn't too late. I see all these gorgeous quilts here, and you can still put your name on them.
Oh, yes.
You could do that before you put them away. But, you know, you really should.
I know I should put the year on them.
Mm-hmm. Your full name and the year. But Mrs. Gent was saying she signed hers Ma. I said, well, you know, two generations
for her
now,
grandchildren.
Who's not going to know who Ma is?
Well, that's
you should
right.
put your name.
But I've got to make some. My old granddaughter is 6 years old, and I've got to make some up for her own.
Mm-hmm. To keep put away
yes.
for her. So you wouldn't consider ever selling your quilts?
Oh, no. They're not for sale. And my daughter's not. I told her, I said, now sometimes I might get in a hard place and I have to have these. She said, well, listen here, they're not going to be sold.
too much no. family pride. Have you ever entered one in a contest?
Oh, yes, I've gotten a prize on fair. I got a prize on that video.
On the pineapple quilt? Blue ribbon, was it the best of show or what was it?
Best of show.
Uh-huh.
And then I had one that Joanna has now. It was peace like a rose. It wasn't applique, and it was peace, and it was beautiful. It had a beige background like that, and it was pretty. But she has that up there.
And
it was
that one
green
prize?
And rose, and it was on that, and it was beautiful. And it won a prize, first prize.
First prize for best quilt in the show.
And then she put it in a show up there at Shelbyville. And I don't know, I think that was mentioned up there. I really don't remember that.
What other prizes?
They wanted to know if they was for sale, and she said no.
Yeah, people often at shows expect to be able to buy quilts.
No, well, they're not that good. I don't think I'm that good.
Oh, well, you are. But, you know, I can see where you wouldn't want to keep.
No, I do it for my own pleasure.
Any other prizes that you've won besides those two?
I never have put them in anything.
Do you think there's any change in attitudes in people's, you know, people's attitude toward quilting?
Well, they're more. I think people are more particular about colors. You want to have the right color and the right for your room and all like that. Our mothers did it for cover. Mm-hmm. And all of our print dresses we had, well, of course, they went in quilts, all the scraps. Mm-hmm. But now when you're going to buy prints, you're going to have to buy them to what goes together. And I have bought all of them. I bought all of your just like that quilt that year. And we would go, when we was doing the flower garden, go up to the store
And they cut us off so many inches off their different ones, the prints. And we had every flower guard ever was a different color.
That sounds nice. Oh, what do you think is the value of quilting?
Well, I don't know. When I started out hiring it done, of course I told you that's $6.
Well, now we're not necessarily talking about money.
About the value.
The value of quilting, the art of quilting. The process of quilting, making quilts.
Well, I think it can hardly be maybe even dollars or so much.
No, it can't.
It can't be. At the time and the little stitches you have, you just can't do it. I make so many of those light cards and just quilt them and give them away. They go with anything you have in your bedroom. And every one I get extra, I give it away. I visited my sister in Dallas, and I took her two colors. But now, and my daughter takes them every time she comes.
Do you think the materials that are used in quilting have changed much?
It's better, because as I said, you're looking for the good materials. You're not going to pay anywhere. Now, when I started out, for my cross stitch, I paid $30 to have them quilted. And some of my string quilts, I paid that. Now, I pay this last cross stitch I had, I paid her $60. Each time, each year, she goes up a little.
Well, you consider all the time it takes.
And her quilting is beautiful.
Well, I will have
but to. She was having trouble with her eyes, and I don't know, we didn't know where she was.
And
now, this is my first. I was making this when I retired the hospital. This is my first cross stitch. And I did. It was so dirty looking. I did quilt this. But don't look at the quilting, because they are not good.
Oh, but it is
what I've
good.
Done now, that it's been better.
Now this is another cross stitch.
Now this, yes, and I did that. Now this is that woman I was telling you about over at Franklin.
That's the quilt.
But I'm going to let anybody, I'm going to go to this work and the price of everything and have somebody to just quilt it in. Where quilting makes the quilt.
Uh-huh. Yes, it does.
It makes the quilt.
Well, I think that good matching and piecing gets into the act,
yes,
too.
Yes, it does. And a good pattern.
Mm-hmm. But the quilting, you say, just finishes it off. And how do you describe a good quilt stitch?
I didn't even thought about it. Just as small as you can make them.
Just as small as you can make them. All right.
Now that's what I like. I think it's 4 stitch to the inch or... I really don't know.
The highest standard I've seen was 12 stitches to the inch. And that's what you have in this pineapple quilt here. I'll be measuring the quilting and so forth as part of the documentation when we get through talking. And you do embroider a lot of quilts, and you do cross stitch.
Yes.
You ever do crewel or any other kind of embroidery?
No.
Just cross stitch.
Now what, this shadow, that's why we're going to this place for Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
But she called. Now this is nice stitches.
Well, they're mighty tiny. You'd qualify as a good quilter.
I know, but I don't want. I don't
you just don't want to.
I'd rather piece them and. I don't know.
Do you mark your pattern on something plain like this with a pencil?
Yes, and then you can take a damp cloth, the marking pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could take a damp cloth and it comes right off.
Uh-huh.
Well, I buy all kinds of patterns. You know, when I told you about this place at Hendersonville?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she has a lot, all these patterns.
And you just have a good time.
Yeah.
Do you know any men who quilt?
What?
Do you know any men who quilt?
They say it's a man in Westmoreland, but I think he does
who does machine quilting.
Yes, I've heard that.
He makes a design. I don't think he charges over $10 a quilt, but I don't like it.
Well, how about men who quilt in the traditional way?
I've only heard one, and he's dead. It was Red Hughes, and his widow lives over there. He made a cross stitch himself and quilted it.
Oh, my.
I think he was sheriff here one year, but I've forgotten.
Did he do as fine a work as women do, or did you see the quilt?
It was displayed at different places, yes. And I don't know.
He was born in 1903 and died in 1950.
That's right.
That's your husband. Mm-hmm. And that's a military discharge there. Mm-hmm. He was in the service. You say you met him here. Was there
They was on the movers here.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was invited to this lady's house one night, and he and the lieutenant was there, and their wives. See, they was staying here, and I met them through them. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't expect to meet a military man in Scottsville, and...
Ooh, yes, I did.
No, they did, huh? Oh. You don't make up your own designs for your quilts, do you?
Oh, no, I'm not. I have to have a pattern to go by. I can't sew, now that's one thing. I can sew on my hands, I can piece these quilts better than I can at the machine. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good with the machine.
So.
And I have one, it does everything but teach me to sew. It hasn't taught me that yet.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I have one that does everything, but I won't speak to my sewing ability.
No.
Well, now, let me see, we were starting to look at some of these quilts. I see you have what? How many cross-stitch quilts do you have? Three?
Oh, honey.
Yes. More than you could tell me right now.
I can tell you. A lot of them's in up at Shepherdville to my daughter's.
Oh, I see. Oh, look at that one.
Now, this is the bird quilt, different birds.
And was this a kit?
Yeah. See, all these are laid off, these cross-stitch. Mm-hmm. You buy them in a kit. I've got one now that you quilted. It's a paradise.
Tree of Life. Oh, the Tree of Life. I've seen that, but I've never seen it made out.
I'm going to show it to you, but I haven't got it.
I've seen these pictures in the books. I get the catalogs from the various places and have often thought about making them. Oh, is this the first quilt you made?
No.
No,
this is when I said I had made a new one.
Uh-huh. Is this where you went and got all the different colors at the store?
That's where we get all of them.
Old-fashioned flower garden.
But I always just give me some material. Now, this is my first quilt.
Oh my goodness.
Now I'm going to make another wedding ring.
Mm-hmm, the double wedding ring. Do you have any idea what year you made this quilt?
Oh no. About 1930 or 34 or something like that. Mm-hmm.
And you quilted this one?
No, I didn't.
No, you
it
didn't.
Was a lady in the country. I tell you, I'm not a quilter.
You're not a quilter.
Well, I am pillows. I could.
Do you remember her name?
She's dead. It was Daisy Smith. She was a sister-in-law for the one that quilted that one.
Well, we're going to have some fun trying to dig up dates when we start talking about these quilters. That is lovely.
Now, you can tell how many times that's been washed. Been down as a pallet.
What do you do with your old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Well, I don't
They don't wear
them.
Out. Huh? You don't have any.
Well, now, I tell you, my mother, she would tack quilts and piece them. But we just didn't have any fancy quilts. See, I use these quilts all as spreads.
Uh-huh.
And I had a spool twin beds that I gave my daughter, Walnut spool beds. And quilts look really better than ruffles and anything else.
They do indeed.
They do.
I really thank you for sharing this part of the interview.
Honey, this is not
oh, I know. We're going to document them, but I thought we would. Here comes some more.
You're going to get tired of seeing my
quills.
More people come to see my quills. Now, this is one that I made passing the tool. Oh, it has been.
This is what? Oh, I thought from the back, I thought it might be a tumbling block. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the name of this pattern?
Mm-hmm. I've really forgotten. I'd have to look it up.
And you bought all the material for this?
Oh, yes. I bought the material for that. I bought that over at Bowling Green material.
Mm-hmm. And this is a yellow and blue print set together with pale yellow and white.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cross of some kind, and I can't recall the name of it either. Well, you realize that when I start writing these quilts up, we're going to measure them.
Oh, no.
I'll be busy here a while. You might want to go off and do something else. But to measure them.
Oh, you've got to jump. Maybe you don't want me to get out in an hour.
Oh, well, I have another hour and 15 minutes to work on them. So if I don't get them all today, I'll just have to come back to this another day. But I don't want you to have to get them all out again.
I don't know what this is. Oh, yes, now this is double
Irish chain.
Irish chain, double chain.
And done in green and white. How appropriate for an Irish chain.
You see, that's what I, that lady quilted that. See, that's the way I do. I'm not going to spend that much to have them quilted and put just any kind of pieces.
Well, no.
Or any kind of material.
Well, you want work that's
and then when
going
you
to
wash
be
them,
here.
They laundry good.
They do. And you use Dacron batting, do you?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I think those first ones, they didn't have it then.
And those would have cotton bands.
They'd
like
have a cotton. Mm-hmm. They'd have the mountain mist, you know, like a. It was.
We have a kitty in the cedar chest. Helping us here. Oh, how pretty. So you use mountain mist then when in the very beginning and then
yes.
As the things
and I still
improve.
Use mountain mist in that other. See, that's my daughter's.
Little baby thing.
See, it used to be the best kind of graces they had.
Yes.
34 years ago.
I know. I have a son in that category and that looks very much like one of the dresses he was baptized in.
Yes, she didn't, and she had a little blue one. I mean, pink.
How?
And you see, we didn't have sweaters that have little sacks.
Mm-hmm.
The wool sacks.
Isn't that sweet? Yes, my eldest is 38, so I'm familiar with those kind of baby dresses. They look so
see,
familiar. Some of them look just like some I have.
She had the dress like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am. Want to thank you for the interview portion, and now I think we'll turn off the recorder and I'll start measuring and writing up the information on these quilts. And I can't thank you enough for sharing all this with me. I know I have yet more to see, and I'm looking forward to it. And such lovely things. Thank you, Mrs. Cecil.
Well, I do it for my pleasure. I don't do it to sell or show or anything like that.
Well, very good. Well, thank you again.